The first reading, Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. From the Responsorial Psalm. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. The Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father. Pollster Charles Barna conducted a national survey on people's greatest longings. And one of the questions that he posed was, what is the phrase you most long to hear? The overwhelming answer was, as you may well guess, I love you. The readings today contain, I believe, in some form, God's profession of love for us. In three different fashions, God is speaking love to us. The word that goes forth from my mouth shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. And who is the recipient of that fertile word but us, God's chosen ones? The psalmist sings out, when the just cry out, the Lord hears them. And from all their distress, God rescues them. For God is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, God saves. And Jesus tells us that the Father knows what we need before we ask him. How much more convincing do we need to realize how dear we are to God? Yet, do we truly live in that awareness? Jesus directed us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Relying on God, we will have more than enough to get us through the day, to face the challenges of that day, and to accept the blessings of that day. I cannot say it enough, both to myself and to you. We are fiercely loved. Fiercely. And yet we ask for too little, and we expect too little. That, I believe, is our biggest temptation, to forget who we are, the very sons and daughters of God. That is what the devil attempted to do with Jesus, to lead him to think he was other than who he was, God's beloved. Like Jesus, we have not been created for small things. Pope John Paul II said, we are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of Jesus, his Son. I repeat, our biggest temptation is not taking ourselves as sons and daughters of God seriously and being sent on mission for the kingdom seriously. Jesus emerged after his 40 days in the desert with a clarity of who he was, and that determined everything from then on. He had four things to say. The time is now, the kingdom is here, believe the good news, Let your lives be transformed. 2,000 years later, we face our Lenten desert with these same directives. Now is still the time, the 21st century and no other. And this minutes by minutes. The kingdom is here in our midst, right here, because God is here. Believe the good news of the gospel. Live freely and joyfully as God's daughter, as God's son. Allow ourselves to listen closely to what God is calling us to. Now, tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, God will lead us, we can be sure, one step at a time, one grace at a time.